Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Port of Harlem Talk Radio. You can also visit portofharlem.net and click on Port of Harlem Talk Radio from the menus to hear this and past episodes. Our next guest is Franklin Malone, founder and CEO of 100 Fathers. Welcome back, Franklin. How things are going?
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back, Wayne. And we got to stay on top of things in our community and what's going on with our educational system and our incarceration system.
Well, I know you are. So, that's why we have you back on. So let's talk about your upcoming Reactionary Masculinity Syndrome workshop. I know that it's based upon the 5 Black-on-Black Crime Reversal Steps outlined in Dr. Amos Wilson's book, Black on Black Violence, The Psychodynamics of Black Self-Annihilation in Service of White Denomination, long title. We can talk about the book and contents in a few, but first, when and where is the workshop, and what will be the general setup of the workshop?
Well, the workshop is going to be called Reactionary Masculinity Syndrome. And it's a take from Dr. Amos Wilson, but we use it in the schools, in the community, in the jails, and it works. What is reactionary masculinity syndrome?
Well, let me ask you first of all, so it's an ongoing workshop. It's not a one-time workshop then.
That's correct.
And it's in multiple places.
That's correct. We're on YouTube right now under my name, Franklin Malone, 100 Fathers. But I'll be presenting on the national scene for the National Violence De-Escalation Committee with Dr. Stephanie Myers and the Black Women for Change and the Good Brothers. And that will be on April the 14th. And I'll be happy to share that with you.
Okay, we're going to talk about that more exactly, how people can connect with you so they can see or participate in this workshop when it's done in multiple places and multiple times and in multiple different groups. But in general, before we move directly into talking about the workshop, what is the general setup of the workshop?
The workshop is designed as a power session for young men, men who have come out of jail, men who are in school. It's designed to help with prevention, intervention, and innovation with our young men of color. You know,
Do you sit around in a circle? Do you give presentations? Is it a PowerPoint slide? What do you all do?
We do all of that. When we can do it in person, it has its greatest effect. Of course, COVID-19 has given us the opportunity to do it on virtual platforms, but it really has its best effect when you have men communicating with young men, old men of all ages, working together to make a point.
So most of the workshop is a discussion between older guys and younger guys.
That's the way we try to keep it. We have a council of elders. We have young trained certified fatherhood facilitators, and I happen to be a master fatherhood trainer. That's where people mess up. They think that mentoring is just enough, but mentoring is only the beginning of what our young black men need. They need a man that's, you know, says in my Bible, it says, study to show thyself approved. You can't teach anybody anything if you haven't learned anything to teach them. You want to take them out to the deep water, then you have to have gone there yourself. And so that's what young men want. They want somebody that knows where they're going, that has something for them, and can take them to a better outcome than where they are now.
Okay, so now in the book, there are 5 black-on-black crime reversal steps that you're going to focus on during the workshop, or if you have been focusing on during the workshop. So let's take a look at each of those steps. Start off with step 1 and tell us a little bit about it, and then step 2. And tell us a little about it until we get to step 5.
Well, let me line this up for you. How we do this is when we talk about each of these points, we're trying to get into the mind, the heart, and the soul of the individual. So the first one is manhood. And when we meet with young men, first thing we ask them is, what is a man? And you would be surprised at the different definitions that you get of what they think a man is. One guy says, you a man if you can go out to the bar and come home, put some money on the table for your mother. We said, well, how's that a man? You know what I'm saying? Here's what a man is. He's rational, reasonable, and responsible, period. Rational, reasonable, and responsible. And then we have discussions about that, about how does that look for you? Because there's nothing complicated about it. It's simple. That's what a real man is. He takes care of his business. He's reasonable with what he does, and he makes a rational approach to be a successful person in life. Period.
Okay, and what's number two?
Number two is respect. Who do you respect? Who do you honor? Because if I know who you respect, I can tell you where you're going. If I know who you honor, I can tell you what's up with you. I can tell you how far you can take that. But first, you have to respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, you can't respect anybody else. And respect is not given. Respect is earned respect. You have to respect our black women. You have to respect yourself and the people around you. So when we teach respect, we're talking about the basic fundamental self-esteem issue of a young black man knowing that he has to take care of himself. Come on. And be somebody special to himself.
And number three.
All right. Number three is power. So how do you see power? Do you see power as somebody having a lot of money? Somebody having a car with big 22s on it? Somebody having a lot of gold that walks around with chains around their neck? Or is power actually knowledge? You know, Solomon defeated a lot of because he had knowledge and wisdom, which was the power. The power for the black man is the use of our knowledge, our wisdom, and our understanding to solve all of the problems as we already have all over the world. And so power cannot be anything except something that is breathing, something that is alive in you. There is no material thing that can really give you power. The power lies within, and that's what we teach.
And what's some of the reactions you get from the younger guys to number three, power?
It's critical that they understand. You know, guns don't kill people. People that hold guns and think bad thoughts kill people. And so that power lies within you, how you think. You have to know the most powerful words to understand you have that power. And so we give them the most powerful words to go by. And so they accept that. But we have a free discussion about what they think and what it is.
But I suppose that the law
is. Yep.
Yeah,
what
Brown
it is,
said, go
what
ahead.
It is. <Go ahead. laughs> what it is.
But I tell you, just listening to you, I would love to be in the discussion just to hear, because I would love to see how some of the younger guys react to just having a frank discussion about these issues. But let's move on to number two. And what's number two?
Well, before you go to number two, and I know we don't have a lot of time, the most powerful words are thought, education, patience, faith, and success. Those are life-altering words that give you power. But let's move on, because the most important one of those four, fatherhood. Let me say this. 40% of our young men have been expelled from school. 70% of our students have been arrested. 3 to 5% of black students are suspended from school, more than whites. 2 times black and Latino students are twice as likely not to graduate. And 68% of our males are in state prison, do not have a diploma. But fatherhood covers all of that, because a father is authentic, available, and affirming. And if you haven't had that in your life, then there's a disease that you have called fatherlessness that causes crime, that causes malbehavior, that causes criminal behavior. It causes low self-esteem and emotional problems. So the love of a father in a person's life will determine what their eligibility is for success and life.
So did
now
we cover
last
number two? One, so frankly, we covered number
yes,
two.
We
I guess
did.
We did cover number two, because I know it was
number
a string.
Two,
okay. So can you, so
yes,
number
sir.
Two was, number, I thought number, okay, number two was respect. I can't, I'm not, I didn't write them down, but
number,
I thought
number
two
three
was a long
power.
String.
Number four is fatherhood, which is probably one of the most important things. Everybody's
uh-huh.
talking about mentoring, but it's fatherhood and mentoring. The father is the first mentor. There's some mothers out there doing the best they can do, but they cannot be a father. They have to
okay,
know, they have to get a man in that young man's life. Go ahead.
And repeat repeat number five before we go back to number one.
Number five is racial.
Okay.
Because if you don't get the first four straight, you're either going to jail, you're going to be dead, or, you know, some malady is going to happen in your life. If you don't have yourself directed in the right direction, racial oppression is going to take care of you. Because if you end up in the system, you probably will not get a fair shake. And that's why we incarcerate the most people in this country than anywhere else in the world. And this is where the black man lives, in America. And so to get around that, we have to be able to transform the lives of those young men that are lost in the system. And we're saying that we as master trainers and fatherhood leaders have the ability to take a young man to look at where he is and to lead him by example where he needs to go. How do we do that? Love, connection, engagement, enlightenment brings empowerment. But you need real men to talk to young men about real things.
And I think that's the key right there. And that's why I have to go and look at one of your sessions now, because I would love to hear a discussion between older guys and younger guys about those five issues. And I know it looked like we went backwards and forwards on these issues. So we have two more minutes left. So take your time, repeat one through five or five through one, those 5 points. Just name them, please.
Manhood. What kind of man are you? What is a man to you? That's going to determine what you think you are is who you are. Are you thinking the right thing? Respect. Number two, who do you respect? Who do you honor? What do you look up to in life? Because whatever you respect, that's where you're going.
Okay, we have 90
seconds.
Number
three is power. Power is knowledge, not anything that you can buy or sell. And fatherhood has to be taught. It cannot be bought. It better be caught. And the last one is racial oppression. And we know that we have the most people locked up in these systems for the wrong reasons. And so if you can get the first four straight, you can avoid the last one, which is racial oppression bringing us to incarceration and our actions leading us to death. And so we use prevention, intervention, and innovation to change that dynamic, to change the paradigm, to save our young men and give them another chance to heal within themselves.
Okay.
Reactionary masculinity syndrome.
Now, where do me and other people go to find you and to find this particular workshop or anything other project that you want to do?
www.100fathers.org. You can find my workshop on YouTube. Put in Frank Malone, 100 Fathers, and it's running right now on YouTube. I will be presenting, this at the United States.
Okay, we have five
Congress.
Seconds left. We want to thank you. We have it on our website, thankfulthesupportofharlem.net.
All right.
We have it on our website. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Bless you, brother, for putting the word out. save our young men. That's
thank
what
you for
men
your,
have to do.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Thank you for putting this out there. Peace.